Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hi, everyone. I'm Saskia Roel from BreakthroughMiracles.com. And today you're listening to Breakthrough Miracle Radio. And we are having a great show because we have Kate Montana back. Before, Kate was on the show and it was such a success. And I enjoyed it so much myself, too. She's going to talk about her book, Unearthing Venus, My Search for the Woman Within. And going to talk about much more than that. Kate is an extremely spiritual person and she has so many nuggets of wisdom in this book that I couldn't resist to ask Kate back. So stay tuned. We are live each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern at 6 Pacific. And today, as you know, Breakthrough Miracle Radio is all about soul, your soul, how to activate your highest potential and birth your dreams. And therefore, Kate, let me introduce you a bit more. Kate Montana, she is a freelance journalist, a screenwriter, a co-author of The Heart of the Matter with Darren Weissman. She's the founder of the online alternative news scene, the Global Intelligencer. And she was part of the marketing team that made the indie film What the Bleep Do We Know, which was an international sensation. I very much enjoyed that movie. And Kate resides in Washington State. Kate has worked extensively in the TV business at NBC, ABC, CBS. And I was just talking with her before she got on, like, what an amazing life that is. And for the last 20 years, Kate has been on a different search, and for the last 11 years, she basically has been on this odyssey to find the answer to that question, like, what is woman's power? So I'm sure you're all at the edge of your seat. Kate, welcome.
Good morning, Saskia. So nice to be back with you.
I know. I was just saying, you know, it feels like we're having coffee time here. It's, you know.
As we said, I just wish we could be in the living same room together.
Yeah, maybe we can. You know,
you never know. God knows all the potentials in the world are possible.
Miracles
happen. I was really struck by listening to your intro. Isn't it amazing how, in the course of our lives, how many different pathways we take? I mean, you know, like, first off in my life, I wanted to be a great horsewoman. I envisioned myself being an Olympic equestrian, and that was a dream that consumed me for, 20 years? All the other little boys and girls would, you know, like, oh, mommy, look at the pony, isn't that nice? And I would look at a pony as we would drive past in the car with my parents, and I would burst into I'd look at the pony and burst into tears because I didn't have one, you know. I was obsessed. And then, you know, then got into media and got into television, and then I did that, and then I wanted to be a wife, and it's just like, it's just amazing. Life just, you think you're going one way, and then life comes along and just takes you through that door and then on to the next.
Isn't
God knows
amazing,
you know that.
How that happens, that we, like you say, we think we go a certain way, but at some point the course really changes and another door opens. And is there been a moment in your life where you say, well, that was truly like a breakpoint moment where it's so radically shifted another course?
Oh, gosh. you know, I didn't write about this in the book, but this is kind of a long story, but it's a very interesting one, and it's exactly that. I had, when I first got into my spiritual journey, talk about being wet behind the ears. I had no idea what I couldn't hardly spell spirituality, but, you know, but living masters, and the whole idea of becoming masterful in my life was just intoxicating. And I was introduced to a woman who was a Christian mystic, and she was a teacher from the West Coast that had come to Atlanta where I was living, and she was introduced to me as an enlightened being, well, which terrified me because I was sure she could read my mind and who was I, this unwashed, unkempt, you know, TV person who hung out in bars a lot. But I was fascinated by what she had to teach, and one thing led to another, and she was really taken with my media experience and my passion for the spiritual path. And she basically offered me a job and said she wanted me to travel with her and work as her PR person, an advance person for different shows, and she would travel around the country giving seminars and workshops that would, you know, she'd stay in a place for like 3 to 6 months at a time and teach. And I thought that was wonderful. And I was so excited and just over the moon. My spiritual teacher had chosen me. I was a chosen one.
Oh, yeah.
And but I had a whole bunch of bills and, you know, credit cards, and I had a car payment, and I just said, well, you know, I can't just come and live the life of the spiritual ascetic with you right now. It's going to take me about a year and a half to pay all my stuff off. And she was a little bit disheartened by that, but she went, okay, well, that's the time frame, and you work towards that. Well, Saskia, for a year and a half, I swear I didn't take more than a couple of weekends off. I got a job. I was working at WAGA-TV in Atlanta. It was the CBS affiliate in Atlanta at the time, and that was my day job that I did during the week, and then on the weekends I'd freelance for the networks like I'd been doing for so long, and be jetting around to basketball games and conferences and football and hockey and motocross. What a life. And, you know, and at the same time trying to balance this out with my spiritual studies and do my meditation, or at least kind of pretend to do whatever meditation was supposed to be. Well, you know, so a year and a half goes by, and my whole life is aimed towards joining this woman at her church in Bellingham, Washington, and then going on the road with her. But as the date approached, this whole idea about becoming this holy ascetic, you know, she said, well, you don't have to wear white and you don't have to wear Birkenstocks, but you probably do have to become a vegetarian. And, of course, you're going to have to give up wearing makeup, and, of course, you're going to have to give up your boyfriend. And there were all these things that I was going to have to give up to live the spiritual life. But, you know, I'm hot on the trail of spirituality, so if that's what it's going to take, that's what it's going to take. So I'm like, yes, by damn, I'll do whatever. But as the date approached, and I watched all my bills get paid off, and I paid off my car, which, you know, really should be an exciting moment for somebody, but when I wrote that last check, Saskia, I swear my heart just kind of like sank into my shoes, because it was, you know, that was kind of like the last barricade keeping me from this, you know, wonderful, holy life that was in front of me. And, you know, did I listen to my body and its dismay? No. I traveled to New York with my lover, and, you know, and he wined me and dined me, and we went to great shows, and I cried all the way through the last play on Broadway that we went to, because this was the last Broadway play I'd ever see. And I cried all the way through my lobster dinner at a great restaurant, because this was the very last lobster dinner I'd ever have with champagne with a lover. It was amazing, Saskia. I started having all these strange physical symptoms that were all stress and nerve related. But did I listen to my body? Did I pay attention to all these flags that were going off inside me? It was like, no, I had this amazing goal, you know, like a horse blinkered and blinded and headed for the finish line, and about being the spiritual holy initiate. And it was all about an image in my mind. And of course, the woman who was going to be my teacher and leader and guru, you know, she was part of that whole image as well. Well, bottom line, I gave up my condo. I quit my job. I'm ready to leave. And it was my leave date was April 13th, 1984. And I gave my job a month's lead time. And, you know, Saskia, I went and I got a perm one day. And next to the perm shop, my hairdresser, there was this beautiful lingerie shop.
Yeah.
And I'd always wanted to go in there. And so I ended up going, yeah, here I am about to leave on a journey across country to drive to the Christian initiate church that I'm going to be a part of for the rest of my life. And I go get a perm.
Buy lingerie.
Okay. I go buy probably $300 worth of lingerie. And I'm walking across the parking lot, you know, to my new car. Oh, I forgot. Here's the other thing. I bought a new car. There had been a Toyota four-wheel drive station wagon that had just come out on the market that I just thought was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. I bought a new car.
I have to interrupt you because we're going to break time, but everybody, you've got to listen out this story of Kate Montana, who is just going on this spiritual journey and having this $300 bag of lingerie with her. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers? Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now in our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia and Kate Montana. And Kate was just talking about a very interesting conversation. Kate, before we go there, I do want to make sure people know how to connect with you. And then we pick up on the story about the $300 lingerie in the parking lot.
I can be reached through my website, www.unearthingvenus.com. And I also have another website, www.katemontana.com.
Okay, well, Kate, let's dive right into that story. You want to keep continuing. I want to know this.
Well, so I'm walking across the parking lot, my newly permed curls bouncing on my cheek and the frothy lingerie in my arms. And I get my keys out and I'm approaching my car, and all of a sudden I see my reflection in the car window on the driver's side. And here's this strange woman about to become a holy initiate with her arms full of sexy lingerie that she'll never obviously be able to use again, and a new perm and a new car and new bills that are going to have to, you know, she's going to have to pay, and the whole spiritual initiate bubble burst in that reflection. I just looked at myself, Saskia, and I went, "What the hell are you thinking?"
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, you're weeping endlessly over the fact that you're giving up your beautiful condo and you'll never be able to kayak again, and you have to leave your lover, who's totally perplexed but supportive about this whole initiate, you know, holy spirituality path. And I was like, oh my God, I can't do this. And I woke up. So I called her that afternoon, feeling both sick at heart, with guilt, and yet at the same time, it totally exuberant, like I'd just been unchained.
Yes.
And I called her up, and here's the last laugh, Saskia. I had neglected for a year and a half to tell this woman that I had a 100-pound half German Shepherd, half Collie that I was going to bring with me.
Another holy initiate.
The holy initiate with her mascara and her garter belts and fishnet hose and her collie. And so anyway, so I called her and I said, you know, and I laid it all on the dog, of course. Don't we always blame the dog?
Yeah.
And said, well, you know, I have to bring my dog with me. And she was horrified. And she said, oh, my God, you're going to have to choose between God and your dog.
Okay.
And I was just like, well,
that's
I
easy.
Choose my... She said, you can't bring a dog to the church, and you can't travel with a dog. And so I said, well, I guess I'm just going to have to choose the dog.
God, and, but you had to choose, I mean, with that, you choose also the lover back. I mean, you had to leave basically everything for...
I had the lover back. I had everything back except my condo and my job. Uh-huh. And so, but here's, you asked me, you know, a long time ago, about 20 minutes ago at this point, you know, if I've ever had a break point where everything just shifted.
Yeah.
So having been on this absolute intense course, goal-oriented, which, you know, is very masculine. You know, you don't look right or left. I paid no attention to my body's symptoms. I paid no attention to these shrieking signals that I was headed in the wrong direction, doing all these other things. And so anyway, there I am in my condo that I'm about to have to leave in 2 weeks, and what am I going to do? And Saskia, within 24 hours is an exaggeration, but definitely within 48 hours, my entire life had changed. I had been approached by CNN to work the 1984 Republican and Democratic National Conventions in San Francisco and in Dallas that year. And I'd, of course, turned it down because I was going to be traveling and doing church work. And so I called Joe Wheeler, who was then the engineer in charge of the remote sports division for Ted Turner, who, of course, owns CNN, and called him up, and I said, hey, is that job as a video engineer still open? He went, yes, it is. I went, great, I'm on. So that was 2 months' worth of work in the summer of 84 that would easily pay for a six-month, you know, trip around wherever I wanted to go in between the two conventions. And I had been seriously thinking about going back to school, Saskia, and getting my master's degree in psychology because, you know, being on the spiritual path, it's all about, well, what is consciousness?
Yeah.
You know, I was starting to ask these really important and very large questions, and I realized, you know, in my pathetic attempts at meditation that I had no control over my mind. I didn't even understand what my mind was. I couldn't define consciousness with, you know, with a two hands and a flashlight. And I'm like, okay. So I contacted some schools around the country, and oh, lo and behold, I discovered the premier and very first humanistic psychology department ever to be initiated in any college in the United States was right in my backyard in outside of Atlanta at West Georgia, what was once West Georgia College. So I applied to the master's degree program at the college and packed up my car and my dog, and I probably left the fishnet hose behind, and instead of leaving Atlanta on April 13th, 1984, and headed to a life as a holy initiate, I drove to San Francisco. Actually, I met my second husband on a date a couple of days before I was due to leave, and then I headed out to San Francisco and a six-month trip. Working for CNN and doing some camping, and then came back. I was accepted into school. I came back to Atlanta, went to school. I had met my future husband-to-be, and my whole life literally changed within 48 hours.
Isn't that amazing? When you make a decision, and it's heartfelt, and you just know it's right, that the universe moves with you, and synchronicity is part of your path then.
It is. And what was so astonishing to me, Saskia, was that I was so completely wrapped up in an image of an idea about what I thought I was supposed to become and be, that I was headed headlong down the erroneous path.
Mm.
But I fiercely neglected all of the physical talismans that were screaming, jumping. I mean, life was jumping up and down everywhere around me, screaming, don't go there, that's not it. But was I listening? So it's like, wow, it's just, you know, so many, I think, of the things that occur to us in life that we see as a trauma, as a the wrong path or some obstacle. It's like, I'm 62 years old and 30 years past that particular experience. And Saskia, I'm still having to remind myself to pay attention to the things that show up in my life and stop defining them in any particular way whatsoever, which is one hard thing to do.
I know. I mean, we're like in one fast-driving car and we don't. It's basically when you stop driving the car and you start doing everything by foot. The world looks different. Everything is a complete different view, and we go so fast that we don't see the signs. We ignore our bodies. It's true. And you write in your book, Kate, what I love, at some point you say, oh, all this time I've been afraid of life and I didn't know it. How odd. And like, I trust life now and I trust life in the body. But that's a big insight.
I'm still chewing on that. you know, we reach these. I've been astounded ever since I finished writing Unearthing Venus, how and exactly that point, Saskia, that the last 3 years now, going on 4 years, has been nothing but a one long lesson about that one thing,
really?
About trusting life in the body.
Trusting life in the body. Well, I hear you. I'm on that same path. And I'm like, whoa. It's, when you become aware of that. And we are afraid of life in so many ways. We don't even realize.
Absolutely. Because again, it keeps throwing all these, what we appear to, you know, be these strange experiences and uncomfortable places that we have to walk through. And, you know, and it's so easy to get So, you know, it's like walking through a labyrinth.
Yeah.
It's astounding. And, you know, and getting into the body, I mean, that's where actually we left off our last show and last conversation.
Exactly. And I want to touch upon that. We still have a minute, but after the break for sure, you know, trusting the life in the body, what does that take, Kate?
hold on to your hat. Orientation towards life. I think it's about being in the moment. You know, everybody from Eckhart Tolle to everybody else talks about stay in the present and be present.
Sure.
And that is the key in the door, that present time awareness. And the body, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with Eckhart's work, The Power of Now. And it's like, okay, that's a mental concept. In a way, until you start to ground it. And the body is the best way to be able to ground that whole discipline of wanting to be in the now.
Yeah, and I want to continue.
Yeah, I know we're headed for a break. So
so stay tuned, everybody. We're talking with Kate Montana. We have a very, very amazing deep conversation. And Kate also talks about her book, Unearthing Venus. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia. Before we go any further, I do want to make sure you know this. On my website, breakthroughmiracles.com, you can download the 7 gifts to breakthrough to your miracle. Whatever you want to manifest, it gives you tools, meditations, all kind of good stuff to break through. Even if you want to write a book or you want to move to Italy or you want to birth a baby, it gives you the inspirational tools to get the courage to do that. Next to that, you also will receive every Monday morning a soul card reading where I read 2 cards for you. So you can find that on breakthroughmiracles.com. And Kate, how can people connect with you?
They can connect with me and the book through my website, www.unearthingvenus.com.
And also your other website, Kate
Montana. And my other website, www.katemontana.com.
Great. Kate, we are talking about trusting life in the body, and the importance, as you say, one of the key things might be to be in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So much of spirituality, for myself at least, I felt that it was all very disembodied, so much of it. It was, you know, mm-hmm. about meditation. It was about consciousness. It was about getting out of my body.
Yeah.
It was about getting out there to heaven, to God, to enlightenment. And more than anything else, I found that in a way, even though I was in the midst of New Thought, New Age spirituality, I was right back in Old Age spirituality, thinking that I had to give up drinking coffee or eating sugar or eating meat or having sex or using bad language or whatever it is. I had to give up all these physical things to be holy and to be pure, not even really understanding anywhere near fullness what words like purity even meant. It had nothing to do with, physical cleanliness is nice, but it's a state of mind, of consciousness, that we eventually arrive at having divested ourselves of all the mental BS baggage we carry around with us
I love what you're saying. I mean, I'm a very visual person, but
uh-huh.
you're saying about, you know, it was, and I can certainly speak for myself too, in this whole spiritual path, getting out there, getting out of the body, getting into different dimensions, getting out there basically. And I've come to the conclusion that it's really not about getting out there. It's about getting in here. And going from holy, literally holy, to whole, right? W-H-O-L-E. And that can only be in here, like you say, in the body, in the present moment.
Amen, sister.
Amen. But that's a discovery for myself, too, because I was always, like, getting out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's that whole and that's very much the very old patriarchal intellectual, because we got to get back to the aspects that characterize the masculine and the feminine paradigm. The feminine is earth-based, body-based, and the masculine characteristics are about intellectualism and about the abstract. And those are areas that the masculine, the yang, is very strong in, a very linear intellectual task and goal-oriented labeling and compartmentalizing, and it's so objective. The feminine is this amazing life process-oriented subjective place that we dwell, and it's like as above, so below. I mean, it's the feminine, the physical is spirit made manifest. And I don't know how many times I read that, thought that, nodded to that concept, but I never really understood. I never have grasped that the body was really okay, that the earthly realm was really okay, that it was really God too. I paid lip service to it.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know I was paying lip service to it. And so all the time I'm doing this tremendous, I'm hurling all of my will and my intention, all of those, again, very masculine, wonderful qualities into my spiritual practices. And it's all, as you say, about getting out there somewhere, about becoming something other than what I already was. And talk about the joke being on me. It's like, and the whole time the answer is right within, you know, and then, you know, the whole power of now thing is just like, well, okay, how do I stay now when I'm trying to be out there somewhere in the ethers? And it's like, oh, the body. And what happened to me, and it's, and I write about this in the book, in the breakthrough moment that occurred that brought me down to earth was, I don't know about a lot of people on the spiritual path, but my whole focus was about gaining enlightenment. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. That was always my path, and I thought that always would go together with becoming completely psychic and, you know, being able to see auras and do past lives. And, yes, I can do all that now, but it made me really jump out of the body, and that is not fun. I mean, you want to be in here. That's the journey.
Exactly. So here I am madly pursuing. Now, you know, fast forward from that, you know, that story I told you about the whole parking lot incident and my other breakthrough on the spiritual path. You know, 30 years later, I'm in the jungles in Peru, down in the Amazon, on the Amazon River in the camp of a shaman. And we're doing ayahuasca ceremonies, and which we briefly talked about in the last show, which is a fabulous healing medicine from the a root from the Amazon River Basin. And it's a great healer of the mind, and it's a very feminine medicine. And the shamans use it combined with other plant medicines to enable people to journey and see what their blocks are and to move through energetic, you know, possessions, however you want to model that word possession. We're possessed by quite a few things, including our idea about spirituality being something out there. And we're in the middle of an ayahuasca ceremony, Saskia, and all of a sudden the camp comes under attack. And there's rifle shots and you know, and the shaman jumps up and grabs his walkie-talkie, and the guards at the periphery of the compound are, you know, yelling, and the dogs are barking, and it's just like, and all hell breaks loose. And we were shoved, I was with six other white women from the U.S., and doing the sacred journey with shaman, doing shaman work down in Peru. And we were shoved into this little boxy plywood room and told to basically sit down, shut up. They threw all of our possessions in there with us and cleaned the camp of any visible sight of white women being there. And on the way, being locked into this little room, I asked Rosa, one of the shamans, and I said, "What's going on?" And she said that the camp was under attack, and that the village villagers downstream, who had heard about the white women in the camp, and they had come to kill us to create a political incident.
Were you in an ayahuasca experience already right then?
I was, but I was also. It was a very strange journey for me. I really never felt like I was. I felt like I was totally straight and sober at the time. And ayahuasca is such an interesting medicine. It works in such different ways. There's no two journeys that are alike. And in that moment, I felt my companions, all my companions were like out of it. They were just like staggering around and doing the purging routine and I was just like helping move our stuff into the cubicle and cleaning up the camp and getting all visible traces of our presence out of there. And so I thought, you know, like, man, I'm straight. So anyway, I get locked in this room with these women, and, you know, I ask for a gun, and, you know, they don't have one. And I said, well, just can you get me a machete? And she said they'd try. Well, anyway, so I went through this horrific fear. You've been held at gunpoint.
Yeah.
And I just sat in this cubicle going, oh, my God. And it was like this replay, Saskia, of every lifetime that I've been in a cave with a bunch of huddled women, or in the basement with a bunch of huddled with women, or in a church or in a temple with a bunch of huddled, frightened women and children, you know, about to be raped and killed over and over and over again. I'm in the same position. And the body terror and the sickness in my heart and soul and in my body, Saskia, was so ravening. It just completely took me over. And, you know, and in the meantime, there's gunfire out,
and
we've got to go.
We have to go to break time, but I think everybody, you know, you want to hear this out. So, Kate, you survived, at least. We know
that. Oh, yes, I'm here to tell the story.
You're here to tell the story. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with Kate Montana.
Interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia. And today we have Kate Montana. We're wrapped up in such an interesting story with Kate. And you can read that all also in her book, Unearthing Venus, My Search for the Woman Within. But now we can hear it, you know, personally from Kate, how she was in this experience. Well, Kate, you tell it yourself because that's more enticing.
Okay, so I'm in the camp of the shaman on the Amazon River, and the camp is being attacked by bandits, and I'm locked in this little room with six of my friends, and I'm terrified. And so in that moment, Saskia, with gunfire and the dogs and all this, I'm lying there going, what the hell good has all my years of meditation and getting out there to God done me?
Yeah.
My pursuit of bliss and enlightenment, what the hell good was it if in that most dire moment I was completely freaked out, terrified, and I wasn't incapacitated, but it was like, oh my God, it just all of a sudden, I woke up and went, I am of the earth. I am in a body. And it was a total delusion thinking that, you know, focusing on all this out-of-the-body stuff. Okay, so we have etheric bodies. Okay, so we can journey out of the body. That's nice, but it's just phenomenon. And it can be this enormous spiritual distraction. You know, we keep thinking there's all these hallmarks about what a spiritual person is like and what they're supposed to be psychic. You know, you were talking about this earlier. They're supposed to be psychic. You're supposed to be really sweet and pure, whatever that means. It's all BS, because it's an image. And so all of a sudden, there I am, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to live in this body, and I have to be so, I want to change. I want to embrace this life. Oh, dear God, please let me get through this night and see the dawn. That was my whole prayer. I just want to see the next dawn, and I want to see it with these eyes, and I want to appreciate what the dawn brings me, no matter what it brings me, with these eyes. And it was like, and I woke, and the next morning it was like I was gifted a whole new life. Now what was I going to do with it? So it was another change point in me, and I was like, I never want another woman in the world to go through a night like that. I never want another human being to go through a night of terror, expecting to be violated and violently mutilated and killed. And it was just like, okay, so well, what can I do? And I wanted to, you know, so I wrote, you know, I came back to the United States and I ended up writing Unearthing Venus because I wanted to talk about life values and how we have to get rework our minds and figure out what we're doing and bring some sanity into our lives. And instead of being so masculine and so driven and so territorial and so into power and possessions and profit and property and product and progress and prowess and pride and all of that stuff, it's like all the penis values I talked about in the last show, and start blending them with an awakening of the beauty of love and mystery of the body and the beauty of life and the support the body gives us and learning to surrender to life processes, which the whole masculine survival-based orientation we've been in, which includes our spiritual path, has been very survival-oriented. Oh, God, I have to be enlightened so I can survive this life. And it's just like, oh, my God, if we would just surrender into the body, where all life, that's life right there. I already, you know, a life are us. We already are it. And how many times and how many different ways, God, Saskia, has so many people given this message, and how many times have I read it, and now here I am saying it myself.
Yeah, but at some point, it's in Holland, you have the expression, like the quarter drops. It's like, you know, you have this gumball machine, and the quarter drops, and boom, you get your candy, right? That's basically... Finally, I mean, me myself, I can talk about things or write about things, and yeah, I get it at some intellectual level, and then I've heard it long enough, I've said it long enough, and then boom, I mean, yes,
the quarter drops
and I get my candy.
that's when we finally get it, Saskia, is when we start embodying the truth and take
exactly.
them out of the mental, intellectual, nodding our head mode.
Yes.
And go, okay, well, so how do I do that? And so I am literally constantly, chronically paying attention to what my body says. I wrote a book, another book with, that I co-authored with Dr. Darren Weissman for Hay House called The Heart of the Matter, and Discovering Gifts in Strange Wrapping Paper. And, you know, we talk about nobody wants to get sick, but what we don't realize is that the body's way of talking to us, life's way of talking to us, and communication is through our bodies.
Yeah.
You know, that whole story I told at the beginning, my body was talking to me with all these symptoms and weirdness going on when I was on the wrong path, but I paid no attention to it because I was focused on being holy and out there and spiritual, which had nothing to do with the body. You know, we consider the body the trap. We consider the body the barricade to being holy. The barricade to God is the great demon, the body. And that's why the Christian church and so many other religions, which have so much value in the world, also have demonized our physical expression and made it the problem. But it's the greatest gift.
It is. And like on a day-to-day basis, Kate, if people are listening and saying, okay, great, now we're going to go into embodiment, do you have a good tip or a tool? Would you say that your practices every day?
Yeah, you know, I still meditate, but instead of casting my mental eye outward, I now cast my mental attention inward. And I feel, I sit and I feel my body. I feel the presence of the life force within my body. I get very quiet and I just sense. And when I go there, it's this gradual expansion of my awareness through my body that starts to incorporate the room and then the neighborhood. And the big joke is, Saskia, is going within is the same thing as going out there, except now I'm in the picture.
Yeah.
Now I'm including my body in the holiness, in the holy ground of conscious awareness. I'm no longer in a divided state against my own alive being. I'm no longer tearing myself apart, Saskia.
Yeah.
It's the mind and the body come together in one holy place, your body, yourself. And that's when all the gates can open. And so I'm so on a daily walking, talking, chewing gum, you know, talking on the radio and doing my work level, I just keep listening to my body over and over. And when I, you know, in the heart of the matter, what Darren and I talked about is 92 to 98% of all of the subconscious is, I mean, 92% of what we call self is subconscious. It's not conscious. And the subconscious is buried emotions and programs. And where is it buried? It's buried in our body, the body we've had these experiences through. And so the symptoms that come up, illness, fatigue, whatever it is, it's the body talking to us, pointing us in a direction of our path.
Well, I love to end with that, Kate, because, you know, it's time to wrap up. And I think you've spoken so much words of wisdom that, you know, we can really chew on that.
<It's>... This has been so fun. I have to say this has been the fastest hour in history.
I will still connect with you after the show because, you know, the show's over, but I would love to follow up on our conversation. And I know that the listeners must have enjoyed it so much. And thank you so much, Kate. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. Kate Montana can be reached at www.katemontana.com. I love her book, Unearthing Venus, My Search for the Woman Within. I mean, her stories, her wisdom is also in that book. So have a wonderful week, and I talk to you next week. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.